How's it going, everybody? My name's Peter Liu. I'm from MIT. I'm a mechanical engineering student starting my second year in grad school. The title of my thesis is Bayesian Inference of Model Structures in Stochastic Dynamical Systems. And I'll try to explain what all that means in the next 2 minutes. A stochastic dynamical system is any system that is both stochastic, which means uncertain, and dynamical, which means time-varying. A great example of such a system is a basketball being thrown at a hoop. The ball's position changes in time, and its final position, if you're a poor basketball player like myself, is uncertain. Now, given a range for the forces that can be applied to the basketball as it's being thrown, we can use what we know about the physics of gravity to figure out a range for the final position of the ball. What if we didn't know about gravity, though? That is, what if we were throwing basketballs in an era before Isaac Newton, the guy who figured out the physics of how things go up, then come back down? This would certainly increase the uncertainty in the final position of our ballistic ball. For all we know, the ball could zoom around our heads or shoot straight up into space. Now, if we were to actually throw a basketball at a hoop many, many times and observe where the ball went each time, we could eventually figure out the equations of motion that describe its trajectory. Indeed, this is how Mr. Newton figured out gravity in the first place. In fact, this is how all science is done. Observations are used to figure out or infer scientific models. What my thesis work tries to do is to automate this process of scientific inference for complex stochastic dynamical systems, such as those studied in oceanography, meteorology, and cosmology. This automation is accomplished using a statistical method known as Bayesian inference, which tells us exactly how likely various hypothesized scientific models are, given all the observations we've already seen. What this means is that the next time anybody looks at the ocean, the sky, or the stars, those observations will quantitatively increase our understanding of the science behind those systems. Thanks to my colleagues in the MCs group who are helping me with this work, and to the Office of Naval Research for funding the project.